going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
You know what's incredible, Lee?
What would that be, Tara?
Do you realize where Joe Biden never struck in Yemen? Like, if there have been more than 200 attacks on ships, including ours, if two Navy SEALs have died trying to interdict weaponry sent from Iran to the Houthi terror group, if all that's going on, if we've had to massively reroute ships because 20% of the world's shipping traffic goes through the Red Sea, if all of that happens, right, including, again, attacks on our ships, two dead Navy SEALs, and Joe Biden retaliates with strikes, right, like, where would the place be that you'd hit?
Probably first? Not a Houthi training camp.
No, not there. No.
That's not where you're doing.
No, that wouldn't make any sense, right? If you were trying to defeat the Houthis.
Yeah, exactly. Why would you want to do that?
No, that wouldn't make any sense. What about Houthi headquarters?
There you go.
Since apparently we knew where it was, would we hit that? No. It would make sense to do that. The Biden administration never did anything that made sense or was in America's interest.
Well, that was part of the plan.
Right. Well, we just hit Houthi headquarters, the training camp. Who would have ever thought to strike there? So just to recap, under the Biden administration, the Houthis were delisted as a terror group. We transferred tens of billions of dollars directly to Iran that had been frozen. We lifted the sanctions, resulting in $300 billion worth of oil deals for Iran. And Iran immediately began doing what Iran always does, fund terror. And those terrorists, the Houthis, who formerly were just herding goats, they weren't a problem to anyone, suddenly had the highest tech drone bomb software that anybody else has. Because they can afford it now, thanks to Joe Biden, and they start hitting people. So over the weekend, incredible footage, Donald Trump basically saying, look, they're going to have to learn the hard way. Yeah, we're all Americans, but Democrat Americans are very different than Republican Americans. And I think the Houthis learned that the hard way over the weekend, Lee.
Yep.
There's
a big crater that's proof of that.
Right. Yes. A big smoldering crater where the terror training camps, because that's what they are, used to be, where the Houthi headquarters used to be. That was followed immediately by this fantastic announcement. Who knew this was this easy, right, by the way? The Iranian regime is abandoning the Yemeni Houthis. Following relentless U.S. strikes, so says the U.K. Guardian. You mean all we had to do was hit the really obvious target on the map and we could separate Iran and the Houthis? Yeah. So they are publicly cutting ties with them. Now, you know, they're Iran, right? Cutting ties.
No.
Why? Because they don't want to get vaporized like Soleimani.
Yeah.
You know, but that, you know, Soleimani makes the mistake of coming out of his rat hole and going to the airport and gets vaporized right there, right through the window. And you just that picture for the whole world of his suitcase going round and round the turnstile.
And nobody to pick it up.
Nobody to pick it up. So this is why the Iranian regime, not wanting to be vaporized themselves individually like Soleimani, is like, oh, us, no, we hate the Houthis. No, them, no. We don't even know those guys. We totally didn't ship them those drones that have been attacking your ship. Yeah, but we caught them, though. That's how two U.S. Navy SEALs died. I mean, think about this for a minute, Lee. The absolute outrage that we didn't bomb the Houthi headquarters after the two Navy SEALs died.
Yeah. Or that any of our ships have been fired on.
Yeah.
Any U.S. Navy ship that was fired on, that should have been the response.
That is an absolute betrayal, yeah, again, of our Navy,
yeah,
of our, you know, of our service members, mm-hmm, in deference to the Houthis. Yeah. So they had to learn the hard way over the way. I think they got the message. I think Iran got the message. Iran, by the way, definitely also got the message. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend. Threatened to kill Trump again.
Well, go ahead. Keep that up.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Let's keep that up.
And folks, I've heard some people on our side saying, oh no, Trump's trying to start a war with Iran. Why you support that terror? I don't know what, first of all, Trump talks tough all the time. You don't know what he's actually going to do. That's the point.
Right.
Understand this, okay? Trump's not out there randomly threatening Iran. They threatened to kill him. The Ayatollah himself tweeted it. This has been 3 years ago now. Was it just empty words? No, he sent two assassins. We currently have them in federal prison awaiting trial. This is not a joke. They're trying to kill Donald Trump. So what, you know, when Trump threatens, I'm going to bomb you, that is an equal and opposite response to that. You cannot walk around threatening to kill the leader of the free world and send two assassins to do it. And even our side's like, oh, no, we shouldn't engage with the rest. You don't get to threaten to kill our president. They have to learn that. This time they sent to deliver the message a guy by the name of Hussein Shariat Madari, who represents Khamenei. And he is threatening Trump again. It's only a matter of time before bullets are fired into Trump's head as a revenge for the martyr Soleimani's blood.
I take it that this individual did not make a trip to Iraq at the airport there.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. I would deliver.
Yes,
I would deliver.
Stay on
this,
the home soil, homeboy.
I would deliver this message from deep yes, inside of a cave, like yes, five levels down, where a Moab can't get me. A Moab bomb. Yeah. So this poor guy, I guess, was he got the short straw and got to deliver the message to Trump. So understand when Trump is threatening to bomb the Iranians, this is Trump trying to survive, okay? And this is one of these places I don't get Tucker Carlson lately. I don't know where he's coming from. This is Trump saying to the Iranians, look, because remember, Lee, and this is why this is necessary, okay? The Democrats did this, Joe Biden did this. They threatened to kill Trump. Not only did Joe Biden not retaliate in any way, not put any sanctions on, remember, we rolled out the red carpet for them the next week because the president of Iran, remember, came to New York for UN summit and we gave him Secret Service protection, rolled out the red carpet, welcomed him. I said, the minute he hits the tarmac, arrest him. He sent out a second assassin to kill Trump. No, arrest him. We're going to try him, not welcome him. There was never any official condemnation of the Iranians for threatening to kill Trump. And we had just caught their assassin. And in all fairness, the guy was a recruiter. That's what they do. They send people to recruit assassins. The first one we caught, who's still awaiting trial, he was trying to get cartel hitmen to kill Trump. So anyway, when Trump's doing this weekend, yes, we need to do this. We need to send the message. You don't get to bomb American ships. You don't get to kill Navy SEALs. And you don't get to try to kill the president. You don't get to threaten to kill the president.
And there's a whole thing about their nuclear weapons program thing going on.
Yeah, that too.
Just a little aside.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. Iran has nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah. It's just a question
everybody
of
knows it.
Them putting them on the missiles and actually, yes. And that's the next step because, I mean, they have them now. That's an open secret.
Yeah.
They won't admit it, but it's known. They've got the weapons now.
Yeah. So Trump's got to bring these people to heel like he does so many other groups that Biden let run wild. And this was the beginning of that this weekend.
Thanks, Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. I mean, you delist the Houthis as a terror group and then you let them hit our ships and European ships over and over and over again. Blockading, essentially blockading the Red Sea. So they've got to go all the way around to Africa. Look, I don't care what they do to the Euro weenies. That's their problem. But our ships, our Navy? Really? And you do basically nothing. Well, Trump did something over the weekend. Good for him.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
In the coming days, there will be complaints from the globalists and the outsourcers and special interests and the fake news. Always, the fake news will always complain. But never forget, every prediction our opponents made about trade for the last 30 years has been proven totally wrong. They were wrong about NAFTA. They were wrong about China. They were wrong about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which would have been a disaster if I didn't terminate it. If I didn't terminate that, United Auto Workers, you would have had no jobs in this country. You would have had no jobs. It was all going to other countries. In my first term, they said tariffs would crash the economy. Instead, we built the greatest economy in the history of the world. And again, I have great respect for President Xi of China, great respect for China, but they were taking tremendous advantage of them, of us. And I commend them for that. I say, hey, if you can get away with it, that's okay. But, you know.
There will be complaints from globalists. Yes, right now they are trying to get Trump over a barrel. Because this is working, panic has set in. We have more than 50 countries that have come to the table and said, yes, we will renegotiate. Absolute panic is setting in Washington because all of the donors are calling. They can't get rich off our backs anymore. And they're freaking out. And they are deliberately attempting to crash the stock market this morning. And you could see that on X last night. Hundreds to thousands of these accounts that have, you know, 5,000, 7,000 followers out there just tweeting again and again, stock market crash, Black Monday disaster, it's coming, pull your money out. Why? Because it's working and they want to stop Trump. Meanwhile, never forget what the outrage is.
Think about how many factories we've seen close down since NAFTA in the early 90s. 90,000 American factories have been closed down. That's small towns that have been blighted. That's millions of workers who have lost their jobs. That has to stop.
And that's your wheelhouse.
President Trump, that is my wheelhouse.
That's where you're from.
I grew up in a town where you had 10,000 great American steel workers, and my town was one of the lucky ones. Now probably has 1,500 steel workers in that factory.
J.D. Vance. Coming up, I'm going to play Nancy Pelosi back in 1996 screaming about the 10 million manufacturing jobs that went to China alone. It's an outrage. And it can't continue one way or another. And for now, the American people get it. Look, if you look at the news right now, it's all hysterics, right? If you've watched any of it, right? And that's because that's the globalist screaming and yelling. The people who are trying to tank the stock market. Maybe they will today. I don't know. Talk it down, beat it down. Why? Because they are trying to get the people, the middle class people who own 401ks, to freak out and turn on Trump. That's why. Is it working? Not yet. If you watch the news, you would think it's just glum and black and we're going into an absolute disaster and everybody hates Trump and they're waking up just miserable. Wait a minute. Headline. I love this headline. UK Daily Mail. Americans deliver shock verdict on Trump's controversial tariffs. What? Oh, they did a poll. How'd that turn out? Not so good for the globalists. those who rely on manipulation of our tax system to advantage them when they move factories overseas to hurt their American onshore competition. That is, by the way, not capitalism. That's cheating. Listen to this. Daily Mail did its own poll. You ready for this? Trump's approval rating has gone up 4 points since the tariff announcement. He was at 49%. Now he's at 53. Ouch. He's up by 13 points since March 7th by those aged 18 to 29. Yeah, because they feel it the most. They feel the hopelessness of this economy. Where, yes, it's created jobs under Biden, but they're useless, stupid jobs. Where manufacturing jobs and well-paying jobs are disappearing. They feel it. They see it. They see the hopelessness. 13-point jump since March 7th among those 18 to 29. The globalist hacks see that and they go, oh my gosh, we got to crash the market. We got to do something. These people love this man. Trump also saw a 6-point increase in favorability among Democrats. Oh, I love it. Among Democrats. Yeah, they're going to have to crash the market. The Republican support among Black voters. Oh, no. Skyrocketed 17 points since last week because they feel the hopelessness, too. So they're talking about this a lot in the new. No, they're not. No, they're not. No, they're just talking about, wow, it's going to be Great Depression. We're going to crash the market. Pull your money out right now before you lose it all. It's probably going to go down 22% today, like the stock market crash in 1980s. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Let's remember something just for a second. What have Democrats been telling us since the beginning of the year? This is what Rush should be talking about today. That Trump only wants to help his rich Wall Street friends, right? That's all he cares about, the oligarchs, the billionaires. He's only trying to help his rich Wall Street friends. Does this last week look like that to you? Do you see any Wall Street friends getting helped? I don't see any Wall Street friends getting helped to you. No, they're the ones screaming the loudest, which is not surprising. Remember, when I started doing this and got behind the microphone, Wall Street donors, it run about 50-50 between Democrats and Republicans, political campaigns, right? It's usually a little more money go to the Democrats, like 52-48, something like that. You know what it is now? 80% to the Democrats. 80. Why? Because Democrats have agreed to accept the status quo. The middle class gets poor. The only economic growth we have is from the printing of money. And, you know, if the middle class and lower middle classes can't afford groceries, well, so be it. Who cares? That is not a lasting economic policy. $36 trillion in debt is not a lasting economic policy. Our growth is fake. Our growth is fake. Folks, I want to prepare you for this, because if you are a close listener of mine, you know that since this summer, I have been saying the financial stats are fake. Since this fall, I have been saying and warning after the Trump election, I said, I didn't want to tell you guys this before the elections. I'm afraid you wouldn't go to the polls. But our country is in an economy. Our country is in a recession. It was in a recession last quarter of last year. The numbers are all fake. We know that they already admitted 800,000 fake jobs, right? Remember, they revised it. I said, come January, they're going to revise these GDP numbers, the economic numbers. And they're going to admit we've been in a recession. And they're going to wait till January because Trump gets sworn in. That is exactly what happened. Joe Biden walks out of office on the 20th of January. They were still lying, saying, oh, yeah, positive 3.9% growth. Within 2 weeks, they'd revised it down to 2% growth. Within 3 weeks after that, they had revised it down to negative 1.5% projected growth from 3.9. Because they were lying. Why? Because they were doing what I told you they're going to do. They know we're in a recession. We've been in a recession since last year. As soon they'd wait till Trump came in, revise the numbers down, and then pretend like he did it. You're watching that. You're watching that. Why? To defeat what was in that poll. Again, 13-point increase in Trump's approval among 18 to 29s just since March 7th. 6-point increase in favorability among Democrats. Black voters, he's up 17 points since last week. That they gotta crush that. And that's what they're doing. That's the game.
Terrace or Vacious. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.